Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that great things are in store for thee. For the Lord says you're going to begin to find that by the end of the month, you're going to be in the right place and in the right season. For I heard the Spirit of the Lord says that I'm about to recharge your batteries and I'm about to cause you to come into a season of new beginnings and a fresh start. And you will begin to see the move of the Spirit. For the Lord says, prepare. Because some powerful doors about to open up for thee that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, you will see that favor will visit thee and that my blessings shall begin to embrace thee. For the spirit of favor shall come upon thee, the spirit of new opportunities, and I will crown thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, prepare, because I make thee a winner, and you're going to find that you're going to land some kind of a starring role, which means that I'm going to place you in a position of influence. And I will touch thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For I heard the Lord say that I'm about to sweeten the pot for thee. And you're going to begin to see that big surprises are coming your way. And you will know and see that my hand is upon thee for good things, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, prepare, because God says things are coming to a closure. Because you're stepping into a brand new chapter and a brand new season of your life. And you're going to sense and you're going to know that this is a time of a closure. You're going to sense and know because God says talks about career and money is about to come forth, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you will step into a season of honors, awards, and achievement, and even new opportunities. For something prestigious is about to open up for thee. For the Lord says the struggles have come to a closure, and now you're stepping into a season of new beginnings. For there's a shift that is happening. There's a shift that is happening. The Lord says, keep thine ears open and keep thine eyes stayed upon me. Because it seems like some groundbreaking news is about to come forth for thee. Prepare, for this is a season of new beginnings. I want you to circle the month of December. For I see a pot of gold around thee. And yet, despite the obstacles that you face in this year, the Lord says that the heavens have not forgotten thee. Now the pieces are falling into right place. The pieces are coming together. God says, hang on to your dream for better work and better opportunities, for they are about to show up for the better health and better strength. For God says, circle from the 17th of December to the 25th of December, because God says these are going to be some influential days for thee, influential days for thee, for change shall be happening in your life. Oh, even for the entire year of 2015.
And I further hear Father God saying this is the season of favor concerning the work. Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to move in a new efficient manner. For I hear Father God saying if better is available, you're not going to settle for less. I do hear Father God saying this is the season to study, to show yourself approved in the area of work, family, employment. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season to make sure you keep your medical appointments. For Father God says this is the season of the new dietary habit. Father God says make sure you take time to eat properly in this season. Drink enough water and get enough rest. But Father God is doing something in your body in this season. Father God says increase vitality and new strength. I do hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to eliminate anything that's stressful in your life. I do hear Father God saying take time to show yourself friendly. For Father God says many positive new relationships and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying positive new relationships concerning business as well as leisure. Now, Father God says begin to clear out the clutter. Father God says make sure you clear your home and your environment of clutter. For Father God says not only physical clutter, yet mental and emotional clutter, which is going to give you the opportunity to clear any psychological clutter as well. I also hear Father God saying new communicational skills in this season. For Father God says you're going to communicate at a higher level, and Father God says pay attention to what you're saying. Father God says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And Father God says in this season, be mindful of any sudden changes or any sudden uncontrolled outbursts in your communication. Because Father God says, agree to disagree in this season. Father God says, don't be quick to anger in this season. Take time to think before you speak. Can I even hear Father God saying, there will be a season where you choose to be silent. Father God says this will work well because Father God says even in your silence, you're going to hear volumes in the communication. I also hear, Father God, saying this is the season to begin to take the opportunity to take up a new regimen of exercise. For Father God says this will help you alleviate any excess pressure. I also hear Father God saying, be mindful not to get into anyone else's quarrels or others' problems in this season. Father God says, keep a positive frame of mind in this season. Be mindful not to be critical. Father God says, if criticism is involved, make sure it's positive criticism. And I also hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to receive some recognition, some past due recognition. So Father God says, take time to move forward in faith and not fear. And I also hear Father God saying, toward the end of the month, make sure you take some time for rest and relaxation. I hear Father God saying, retreat, rest, review. And Father God says, you're going to begin to come back into yourself in a new way. You've been under a lot of pressure in this season. You know, I hear Father God saying, he'll get the praise and the worship in this season. And I hear Father God saying, concerning your environment of work, I hear Father God saying you're coming before influential authorities in this season and show yourself friendly, and that is the word of the Lord.
And before the prophetic thing comes forth, just know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in this season, and you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee for good things. For the Lord says, get thyself ready, because your life is in store for a great boost. And it's going to continue. The good news is going to continue even for the balance of this year. For the Lord says things are going to change for the better. For the Lord says you're in a season of a step up. You're in a season of an upgrade. You're in a season of prestige and responsibility. For the Lord says there's a shift that is happening for thee. For the Lord says stay patient, for know that I am with thee, and I am covering thee, and I am guiding thee. For the Lord says get thyself ready. Okay, the 22nd of this month, the Lord says, circle that date, circle that date. For it's going to indicate that you're moving into a season of favor as well as new opportunities. You're going to see this happening in October, November, and even in December. For the Lord says, your creativity is getting ready to shift. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of happiness. And the Lord says, you're going to take off like a rocket. Now prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of prophets.
God bless you, Prophetess Santos. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, restoration. Father God says he's reviving some things concerning financial matters as well as family. And I just hear Father God saying this is the season of elevation, woman of God. For I still agree with the words the prophets have already spoken. For Father God says this is the season to begin to take entrepreneurship. But Father God says, begin to launch the ideas. I see you working from home, and I do hear you speaking. I see you speaking before classes. I want to say university. I want to say Professor Santos come forth. But Father God says, people are watching, people are noticing, people are observing. And Father God says, he's speaking of a day that's coming quickly and swiftly. I just hear Professor Santos. And Father God says, each one teach one, each one reach one, and you'll be reaching many. And that is the word of the Lord. And team of prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Sylvia Santos?
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia Santos. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much joy that shall come. I'm hearing God say that there's, do not speak outwardly. I'm hearing God say to be careful with your words. God says be careful with your communications. God says that there's going to be doors opening up for you. God says for you to continue because God says that you're on track. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be much improvement in your income because I'm hearing God say, and your boxes may already be packed, but if not, to pack your boxes, get ready for the move. I'm hearing God says that there's favor with grants, there's favor with applications. God says that there's favor with what you're producing, with some writing. God says that what you're writing is going to open many doors for you and for others because it's as though you are writing things to writing to give directions of some sort. So God says to continue on that course and just to even write more. because I'm hearing that this writing that you're doing is just going to open up doors for even more and more and more of that. So God says that you're about to prosper, you're about to take off. Don't share your ideas because God says you have many of them. Don't share them with others. But God says that he's sending forth partners your way, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia Santos, and I hear the word of the Lord for you. God has said he is bringing you to a season of silence, like, because he is giving you new ideas, new directions, new creativity, even a new anointing. God is restoring the joy and laughter. God is just giving you, I just even see where you're doing some things in media and magazines and something with production. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying for you to redo some things. God says that delay does not mean denial. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be something that you write that's going to be published or that's going to be handed out to others to share, to work from. God says that there's going to be some sort of a move. I'm hearing God say something about property, expansion, entrepreneurship, elevation, and promotion. So God says for you to prepare yourself because he's sending you forward. And God says that your name shall be known, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I just hear God saying he's going to give you a sneak peek. You're going to be allowed to peek into the glimpse and glimpse into what he is bringing you into. God says, begin to quiet yourself and see his glory that shall come upon you. And you're going to begin to go forward as a great leader, a great pillar in the church, a great leader in the community. And I see God just beginning to move and help you in the areas that you are seeking him about. I see great finances, great increase. God says he's raising you up. I see him touching a male child or a male figure that's in your life. He's bringing forth restoration in that area. He's bringing forth a renewing, a reconciliation. He's mending. He's mending. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I hear the word of the Lord saying new strength and new power. I do hear Father God saying you're in a season where you're laying down a foundation in the season. And I do hear Father God saying greater should be your latter years than your former years. Father God says he's already cleared the path for you. I do hear Father God saying prepare the boxes for the move, for there's favorable domestic blessings on the forefront. I hear Father God saying minister to the family. But Father God says you'll be the light in the darkness. And Father God says he's going to restore. God says, holiness is your portion, and that is the word of the Lord.